Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Such an honor to be in God's house with God's people this morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord for those of us in the house and for those worshiping with us over the airwaves. Before we get into God's word, I just want us to boldly proclaim our 2026 prophetic confession together. This is powerful. So let's get ready. It should be on your screens and it should be on the overhead in the sanctuary. So let's go. One, two, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I'm taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant offering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is still news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Hallelujah. In this season, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. God said he has given me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah and from rejected to Beulah, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, from supplanter to contender, in this season, it's shifting and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry, and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped. The curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you, dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on, speak life. Father, we speak life over our ministry. We speak life over ourselves. We speak life over our careers, life over our families, life over our children, life over our marriages. In the name of Jesus, we speak life in Jesus' name. Now let's go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift. And power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I'm taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a year. The shift is here and we're taking over. Amen. Please be seated in God's house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that powerful confession. Every time you confess the word of God, watch God. Watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him show up. Amen. Just an honor being in front of you today. Thank God for life. We're all here. We're all alive. We're well. Thank you. I want to thank God for this opportunity to bring his word to his people. Do not take it lightly. Thank God for our senior pastor for trusting me to bring God's word to you. And I know that as you sit under God's word, that you will be blessed today. In Jesus' mighty name. I was going to say, let's stand up and declare 2026 prophetic confession again. But, you know, you can do it over and over again. I love that confession. You could actually preach a sermon with it. Amen. Amen. But I won't do that to you. So you would do that yourselves. Amen. Not when everybody is watching. Okay? Not only in the sanctuary, not only in the gathering of God's people, in your own quiet time. Let it marinate in your heart. Let it sit in your heart. Know it. If you can memorize it, memorize it. If you can't, it's right here for you. Amen. So I know recently during one of our midweek services, our senior pastor challenged us that every time we approach God's word, we should approach God's word with freshness and humility. You know how sometimes you go, you read the Bible, and you're like, I've read this story before. But every time it has a new meaning. One, you're older, so you're wiser. The way you're thinking should be wiser. We're no longer babies in the Lord anymore. So as we rise up, you know, there's new revelation. Amen? So just approach God's word with freshness, humility, a fresh mind, a fresh spirit every time. And that's how you should approach the confession. Every time I read it, I'm like, oh, this was there? Yes, it was there. But now it's becoming revealed to me. Don't just read it. It's not a story. It is a confession. It will change your life if you believe it. Amen. Because it is, its foundation is in the Word of God. How do I know that? I know that. Our senior pastor spent time in God's presence, receiving, downloading from the throne room to bring this out. Look at all those Bible passages at the bottom. That's the root for the confession. So don't just read the confession. Dig into those Bible passages as well. Meditate on them. And then watch God, like I said. Amen. Let's just share a word of prayer before we dig further into God's word. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you for this opportunity, this privilege to gather around your word. Father, we ask that you open our eyes, O God, that we may behold wondrous things out of thy holy law. That, Lord, you speak to our hearts. That you visit us. Fresh eyes, humble hearts, hearts that yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father, when we hear your word, we will not harden our hearts, O God, today. We will run with it, we will mix it with faith, and we will change the world. And we will change lives, and we will change situations in the mighty name of Jesus. We know we will never be the same after leaving your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank God for last week's ALO. No, I trust God. Everybody was there. That was just a powerful time in God's presence. You know, Pastor Tinu just blessed us with that on time word from the throne room. The shift is here. Change your playing field. Not change the playing field. Your playing field. Your playing field. Just reminding us that we can't stop the shift. I don't care what you do. The shift is here. You can't stop the shift. Because the Lord has decreed that the shift is here. But in order for you to take over and maximize all the blessings that come with the supernatural shift God has ordained for us, we must operate on a supernatural level. We must change our playing field. And who's going to change your playing field? You. The responsibility is yours. So we know that the playing fields, they're already set. Natural and supernatural. There's nothing you can do about that. The question is, what playing field are you playing on? Where are you going to play? You're going to play in a natural realm where everything you see is temporal, or you're going to play in the realm of the supernatural. The choice is yours. Amen. So choose wisely. And play on the supernatural shift. You know, during our 21-day Daniel fast, when I led, I was blessed to lead on the topic. The theme for the day was step up your spirit game. Step up your spirit game this year. You've been told. We've been reminded many, many times. The choice is us to take God's word, mix it with faith, run with it. You must remember that everything that happens in the natural world is first determined where? In the supernatural realm. Word of God says in Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So let's take the life of Job, for example. All the conversations concerning Job's situation, they happened in heaven, in the supernatural realm. And he had to live in the natural. But he changed his playing field. And we all know how God blessed him. We all know how God blessed him. And the only funny thing was, I don't think he knew about everything that happened in the supernatural realm. But we were blessed because the Lord revealed it to us. So that we can learn and see that what you see here is not the real thing. These may be facts, a little bit of facts, but the real truth happens above. Okay, so let's change our playing field. Amen. So I'll share a quick story. It was Christmas, I think it was Christmas, maybe 2024 or 2023. I think it was 2023 or something like that. A few Christmases ago, we went in Ontario, Canada for Christmas. And we finished Christmas. It was a few days after Christmas. With my sister-in-law and her family. And we're meant to go out bowling. And that day, the Lord said, you just heard it. You're going to see someone that you know. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not a celebrity. I'm your VIP. I'm your celebrity. But God, we're in Canada, Ontario, not even deep in Canada. We're in Ontario, Canada. But the Lord said, you're going to see someone that you know. So we went out there, and I held that way. Obviously, I didn't tell anybody. You don't want them to laugh at you. I wasn't gonna tell her that God said I'm going to see somebody. So I went out. And we were bowling. I know bowling is exercise. So we're bowling. I'm not very good. So disclaimer out there. We bowled. We fellowshiped. Our friends, our sister-in-law, my sister-in-law had her friends join with their families. We all bowled. But as we're bowling, I'll make my few points, shout. I'll make my few points. I'll shout like I did, like I'm in the lead, but I wasn't really. But then as I sat down, I was waiting. I was looking. God said I would see someone. Some people I watch, see, you're even laughing at me here. But God said, I said sometimes when the Lord gives you a word, it sounds funny to others. But it's God's word to me. So I would sit, I would look. Is it, I don't know this one. Okay. No, those ones don't know me, okay? But stayed for an hour and a half. Towards the end, we just got talking. My sister-in-law's friends were just talking. And all of a sudden he goes to, which university did you go to? I said I went to University of Ilorin in Nigeria. Oh, my husband schooled in the high school I went to. Like, what? And so we got talking, and then I asked them, what year did they graduate? I found out that they graduated a year after I graduated. And then I found out that we were in the same house in boarding school. So I actually lived 4-5 years with these boys. And so they're like, so I give them my nickname. So they now said, oh, we know him very well now. And then they now said my name. Like I said, it is I. It is I. What? And they now told me their name. You. When you have a word from the Lord, don't let anyone. So we sat down, we talked, we downloaded almost 35 years worth of information in 5 minutes, but the Lord spoke. Amen. So God's speaking. What has the Lord told you? What has the Lord told you? What are you holding on to? Right for me, it was right there in front of me for an hour and a half. I did not recognize it. But at the appropriate time, it was revealed. Amen. And as believers, sometimes all we're looking for is right in front of us. But many times we just don't recognize it. But whenever God gives you that on time word, you take it to the bank. You can always stand on God's word. Amen. So we should always, as believers, remain in God's word. Always be planted in God's word. I'm going to try to speak Spanish today. I'm going to try to do something new. So, permanece siempre en la palabra de Dios. Always remain in God's word. Thank you. I know I got it right. Amen. But in whatsoever language you speak, always remain in God's word. Amen. So, today I'll be ministering on the topic, keep standing on the word of God. Keep standing on the word of God. And initially, it was like, I was like, God, is it that simple, such a simple header? They should all know this. God said, yes. I want you to tell my people to keep standing on my word. Regardless of the situation, keep standing on my word. Outnumbered, keep standing on my word. Tired, keep standing on my word. Bad report, keep standing on my word. In all situations, stand. Keep standing on the word of God. Amen. Please turn your books, your Bibles with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Amen. And I'll be reading in the NLT version. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. The word of God says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Amen. Remember the great reward it brings you. The Amplified says, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it has a glorious and great reward. Some versions say, don't lose, don't cast away, don't abandon your confidence. Hold on fast to your confidence. Amen. Just want to thank God for that solid, firm foundation that we established for 2026 during our 21-day Daniel fast. We fasted. We set ourselves apart. We waited upon the Lord for 21 days. We consecrated ourselves. We received God's revelation, and we prepared ourselves for the journey ahead of us this year. Thank God for wisdom for every single one of us to build upon that foundation. Amen? Build upon that foundation so that everything that God has promised us will become a reality in our lives. Amen? Sometimes reality and your expectations don't align. But after all is said and done, if you stand upon God's word, your reality will super exceed your expectation. Just watch God. Amen. So, you know, I want to believe that we were all fully committed to seeking God's face as we laid the foundation for this year. You know, we've solidified our fearless, confident trust in God. So that was like preparation. And we all know that one of the things that hit me this couple of weeks, obviously, was super cold. I don't know about you, but it was cold. It was cold. It was snowing. Here in Northeast Ohio, it was always every day. It was like new snow. And it was very white. It was like white snow. It was like movie snow. I'm like, okay. But that's not where I'm going. But we thank God for the weather out there today. Give God praise. But, you know, most cars now have that backup camera. I don't know, I hope your car has a backup camera whereby you don't have to look to your side. You know, back in the day, you look. Now you just look, okay, yeah, then you back up. But sometimes that camera is fogged up. Yes. Oh, thank you very much. So that happened to me a couple of times whereby I was trying to back up, and I'm like, what is this? I can't even see. So preparation says, before you get in your car, make sure you wipe. First of all, you have to know where the camera is. Not everybody knows where that camera is. Thank you very much. No, I'm not going to reveal anybody's. No secrets are being let out today. But you have to know where the camera is to know what to wipe. For us, as children of God, we have to know the word of God. So we know the word of God can be found in the Bible, but we have to hide it in our hearts. So I found out that every single time I cleaned that camera and went in my car and backed up. Oh, it was like HDTV, beautiful. It was very, very clear. I know one of the things Pastor Tina said last year, towards the end of last year, is like 2026, there will be clarity. It will be very clear. I believe that. I just thank God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But I'll be very, very clear. So we've done our homework this fasting season. We've solidified our trust in God. As you move forward, I want you to always remember, do not throw away your confident trust in God. Do not cast it away. It doesn't matter what the situation is that you're faced with. Hold on to that bold and confident trust in God. Have that God kind of faith that is unshakable, that cannot be moved. Amen. Keep standing on his word. Keep speaking his word. Keep declaring his word. In the fire, declare his word. In trouble, in the storm, declare his word. Praise him. And then, like I said, watch him work. No, we've learned that. We know that God has he has an amazing plan for us this year. And there's great reward. It's an amazing reward waiting for all of us. If we align our life with God's plan for us. If we stand all the way through. I'm not saying the standing that you did in 2023. I'm talking about continue to stand. Continue to stand upon the word of God. So when we look at all the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, from Abel to Enoch, to Noah, to Abraham, to Sarah, the Bible says, let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 13 in the NLT version. Hebrews 11:13 in the NLT version. The word of God says, all these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. But the Bible says, all these people died still standing, still believing what God has promised us. They lived by faith. They held on to their confident trust in God all the way till the very end. That will be you and I in Jesus' name. That will be said of you and I when all is done. They will say that we stood all the way in the mighty name of Jesus. Kept standing on God's word till the very end, despite the uncertainty they were faced with. You know, they had that crazy, that radical faith, even though reality and expectations did not align. They just kept standing. And I know every single one of us here has a testimony of when you stood and you know what the outcome was. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You know what happened when you stood on God's word. And you know sometimes you didn't stand. And you know what happened. Choice is yours. You know, we walk with God long enough. He doesn't change. Stand on my word. Stacks of blessings. Don't stand on my word. I mean, you're going to waste a lot of time. It's going to cost you something. Sometimes, I mean, most times, very, very valuable. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, let your faith in God be radical. Let it defy all logic. You know, let it not make sense to people around you. Let them doubt. Let them doubt, but you and your confident trust in God, you hold on to that. Don't cast it away. Don't throw it away. Keep standing. Keep standing. Bible says in Hebrews 10:38, says that the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. I think the NLT version says, and my righteous ones will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. Amplified says, and if he draws back, if he shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight in him. What does the Bible say? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith pleases God every single time. So I know my daughter told me a couple of weeks ago, and I told her, I was talking to her, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to be preaching soon. So I'll tease them, like, so what should I preach about? Just trying to hear what she would say. Daddy, I know you like Daniel. And I'm like, I love Daniel. And that you're very, very comfortable preaching about faith. You know, children will tell you stuff, make you think. And I'm like, so I went back. I pondered on that. I love preaching about faith, the lifestyle of faith, because that's what this earth, that's what our time here on earth is all about, a lifestyle of faith. It pleases God. It puts a smile on God's face. It opens the heavens upon your life. It unlocks the code to your blessings. A lifestyle of faith. Amen. So that's my introduction to let you know that I'm going back to Daniel 3. Amen. So let's go to the book of Daniel chapter 3. Amen. So we'll see how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they displayed their confident trust in God by standing and refusing to bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar's golden statue in the face of death in the fiery furnace. Amen. Amen. Daniel chapter 3. Thank you. It's the NLT version. Amen. And I read, King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet tall. And 9 feet wide. So I like to think I'm tall, but I mean, you're going to be looking up at that guy. It's a big statue for what? Just to, as human beings would say, he just wanted to flex. He wanted to test the God that we serve. And he found a God that is bigger than him, that would always be bigger than him. Amen. verse 3. So all these, is that verse 3? So all these officials came and stood before the statue King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald shouted, "People of all races and nations and languages, listen to the king's command. When you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, and other musical instruments, bow to the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." Verse 7. So at the sound of the musical instruments, all the people, whatever their race or nation or language, bowed to the ground and worshiped the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Long live the king. You issued a decree requiring that all people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the horn and all the other musical instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty." Amen. "They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up." Amen. That is crazy, radical faith. Amen. Verse 13, "Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue I have set up? I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace.'" Amen. He wants to test God. "And then, what God would be able to rescue you from my power?" You know, the world keeps testing, keeps trying to just mess with God's people. It's been there since the beginning of time. It feels like it's on the increase. They're telling us, "What God will be able to rescue you from our power?" It was happening then. It's still happening today. It's happening in our jobs. It's happening in our society. But let's check out the response of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. In every situation," like our praise team sang today, "in every situation, our response should be hallelujah. God will deliver us. He will bring us out. Hallelujah. Stand with your 10 toes." Amen. Stand. Don't cut it short. Stand boldly on God's word. Keep standing. But then what they said is, in addition to saying, "The God whom we serve is able to save us, he will rescue us from your power." And then they go further in verse 18. "But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." You know, he said, even if, come what may, whatever happens, how do you want to play it? Hallelujah, we will keep standing. And we will not bow down to any idol or graven image. That is some radical, crazy faith right here on display. Now, let's remember that in this time, they are going through it. This is their reality. It's not like we are reading the story. They are going through it. The furnace is here. They've been told that if they do not bow, they will be thrown into the blazing furnace immediately. They've been given a chance, but it's immediately. And we know that today, even today, the voice of convenience, the voice of comfort screams, downgrade your faith. You know, just this one time, it's not going to hurt you, right? That's how the enemy talks. Yeah. You know, who's going, no? Yeah, like, dude, you know, just bow. No. Says, voice of convenience says, bow down and live. But the voice of truth, let's see what the voice of truth commands us. Exodus 20, verse 3 to 5. The very first of the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, verses 3 to 5. The word of God says, you must have no other God but me. You must not make yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. Verse 5, you must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord, am a jealous God who would not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who rejected me. They hid God's word in their heart so that they would not sin against God. Brothers and sisters, let your life live out scripture every single time. Hearers and doers of the word. Every single time. If you want to see change, do that every single time. Do not even compromise for a second. It's very convenient. It's tempting. But when you look at the rewards, and we all know what the rewards are. So sometimes when we miss it, you know, you start asking yourself, why did I go this route? Hold on to the word of God. Hold fast to the word of God. And even for our young adults in the house, do not compromise. You are a child of God. You are children of the Most High God. You're covered. They will laugh at you. We've been there. We've done that. Whereby they laughed. It was funny. We're not going party. We're not going drugs. We're not doing alcohol. We're not doing smoking. We're not doing vaping. We're not doing indecent behavior. We are not doing. You draw the line in the sand. And stand, and I'll say it again, with your 10 toes, boldly. Amen. My wife says something, with your bold chest. I just started hearing that lately, and it wasn't directed at me, so thank God. But stand boldly. Yes. Stand boldly. Let the world know what you stand for. Amen. Don't just say, I go to church. Don't just say my mom is a prayer warrior, is a pastor. My mom is a deaconess. My mom's an evangelist. No. You. I always tell my kids. And the truth of the matter is, the true test for our children is when they leave the house. That is the true test. Because we all know what happened when we left the house. Because now everything came shining. At us. Everything that you are kind of like protected from now was at your beck and call. That is when. This is preparation season for you. While you are under the roof of your parents, do not take their words for granted. They've walked it. They've seen it. Amen. Amen. So we could just see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their lives lived out scripture. They prioritized God. They honored God by defying the king's order. But now note that they changed their playing field before adversity came. They didn't wait. It's not when there is fire on the mountain, a blazing furnace, that you are now. I mean, God is merciful. But trust me, it's a lot easier when you change the playing field now, so that when adversity comes, you know that you are playing in the heavenly realm, on the Lord's side. They didn't wait. They had already switched up to the supernatural. Remember in Daniel chapter 1, that already defied the king. The king said, come and eat the choice food. They said, no, give us vegetables, pulse. And at the end, they looked better. They had seen God at work. And we've all seen God at work in our lives. We've seen him do it. When I look across the room, I know testimonies from some of us, and we've seen the hand of God, whereby, if not for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Would I be sitting down here? The answer is absolutely not. But we're still sitting. We're still standing. Come what may, we will not bow. Come what may, we will not bow. Come what may, we will keep on standing. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. There's more with us. Hallelujah. There's more with us. There's more with us than against us. And so we all know how the story ended. The fourth man showed up in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah. Fire didn't touch them. Their hair was not singed. Their clothes were still intact, and they didn't smell of smoke. That is the expected outcome of those who do not cast away their confident trust in God, regardless of what life screams at you. And you don't have to tell me, life is screaming. Life screamed at you before you walked into this door. Screamed at you yesterday. It keeps screaming. Regardless of what happens when you walk out of this place, the noise will still be there. But the choice is yours. You're standing on the word of God, declaring the word of God on every situation. Don't take a break. Doesn't matter. Do not take a break. This is God's word. This is God. Every season is God's season. Can't just say fasting season, that's God's season. Every season should be God's season in our lives. Amen. Bible says that they that know their God, they shall be what? They shall be strong and do exploits. Amplified says that the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong, and they shall stand firm. They shall stand firm and do exploits for God. God gets the glory. When you stand on God's word, he gets the glory. And we see that God got the glory in the lives of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So keep standing on the word of God. Don't cast away your confident trust. Never. Nothing should make you cast away your confident trust. You visit the doctor, it's not good news. Stand on the word of God. We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a great God. We serve a God who says, a God whereby he would just change. I mean, we've had situations of God change. I mean, just, it was there yesterday when they checked. It's not there today. The God we serve, he's a big God. He will always be a big God. He's not going to change for you. He's not going to change for anyone. Keep standing on the word of God. Don't cast away your confident trust in God. There is a reward. It's a great reward. It's an incredible reward. The Lord says, fear not, I am with you always. I will go before you. I will fight for you. I fought for you many, many times. What you know is just, it's not even up to half. It's not even up to a tenth. It's not up to a tenth. God fights for us daily. The conversations happening for you and against you. That the Lord takes care of everything. So when we look at our 2026 prophetic confession, there's some powerful truths in there. All there's powerful truths all through our confession. So we say, adversity will expire and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I'm laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise. Amen. For Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we know that adversity expired. They were promoted. They recovered. God had the last laugh and the final say in their situation. And we can guarantee that they were laughing after that glorifying experience. God always gets the glory. God will get the glory on your display of faith in this season and to come in the mighty name of God, Jesus. Our faith in God is our confident trust in God. It will always unlock the code. I was reading, I think it was our 2022 prophetic confession, and I saw a line on there that God has a stack of blessings. And you know me, I was very, very greedy. When I wrote it down, I said stacks of blessing. Now I went back. It says stack. But yes, I would claim stacks of blessings. Be it unto you according to your faith. You know? They say they are giving everybody a million. Why can't I have 56? That's even too small. Why can't I have 100? There's 1,000 million. I don't know what that is right now. But why can't we? Why not me? Why not you? Faith unlocks that code. Your confident trust in God will shut the mouths of lions, part red seas, bring down walls of Jericho, lift up axe heads that should be sinking. Guarantee those strange things, those extraordinary things, those unimaginable things, those astonishing things that God has lined up for you and I this season and beyond. So keep standing on the word of God, because God backs his word. He watches over his word to perform it every single time. When you speak the word of God in faith, he watches over it to make sure it happens in your life. Psalm 89, verse 34 says, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. God has spoken. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am your provider. I am your healer. I am your sustainer. I am your warrior. I am your champion. I have given you my word. You have my word. In this day and age, there is no excuse for us to be slacking where the word of God is concerned. God is faithful. Just here to tell you that God is very faithful. Stand upon his word. Keep standing regardless of whatsoever, whatever happens. Just keep standing. And we just learned about the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In today's world, it's still happening. There's something trying to make you bow down. You know, it could be your job, your career, promotions, associations, relationships, status. Something's out there just trying to tell you, you know what? Just push God to the back burner this time. You know, you've got 12 hours. Why don't you just spend 11.5? Watching basketball, track, soccer, everything. But give God less time. You know? Whatever you focus on gets your attention. Just focus on God. Keep God. Make God the center of your focus. Prioritize him. So that no matter how loud those distractions are, you keep standing. You never bow down. So no matter what happens, no matter what it costs you, if it costs you everything, you still have Jesus because you're standing on his word. There's an amazing reward for all of us if we stand. We all know that we don't know what lies ahead of us. We don't know when or why things will happen. We don't know how they will come about. But one thing that we know without a doubt is who is for us. Jehovah is his name. The I am that I am is his name. We know who, and so we go, we stand upon his holy word. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let's just be on our feet as we bow our heads in prayer, as we bring this service to a close. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just bless your holy name. Just begin to make that the cry of your heart. Just lift up your voices unto the Holy King and declare that you will not bow down. You will keep standing on God's word, standing on the promises of God, because our God is a faithful God. Our God is a glorious God. He's the God of the incredible. He's the God of the amazing. He's the one who sees. He's the one who goes ahead. He's laid that red carpet for you to keep standing and to keep walking in destiny. Father, we choose you. We choose your way. We choose your will. We choose your power. Father, I thank you for your word that came down with precision today, oh God, to remind us of the power embedded in your word. Father, I thank you, Lord, because your word says that you watch over your word to perform it. The word has spoken. You say that you will not break your covenant. You will not alter any word that has gone forth from your lips. Father, I thank you for sending forth your word. Thank you, Lord, because we can stand upon your word every time. Father, we say thank you, Lord, for the way forward. Father, we say thank you, Lord, for every situation your children are faced with. Every pressure. Everything that screams, bow down and live. Lord, we stand upon the word of God. We defy any authority that is not from the throne room. We pull down every imagination. We cast it down. We pull down every high thing that exalts itself above the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, let us live out. Let our lives live out scripture, oh God. Help us to be hearers and doers of your word in this season and to the very end, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you get all the glory. Father, we claim all the stacks of blessings that you have in store for us in this season and for the rest of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we tap into you, we tap into your power, we tap into your wisdom, and we receive your grace, that amazing cape, oh God. We receive your grace, oh God, your grace to keep standing, your grace to keep declaring the thus saith the Lord, your grace to draw a line in the sand, no matter what the cost is. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen.